It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin's nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done! Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, the single-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you from a humid and warm Bradenton this evening. It's an exciting Friday night, and not the least of which is because left-hander Anthony Solomito, the Pirates' number 11 prospect, has just been added to the roster today, and he is set to make his professional debut on the mound this evening. Pirates' second-round draft pick last year out of Bishop Eustis Prep up in New Jersey is set to make his long-awaited professional debut, and we are excited to see him in the black and gold here at Lee Cobb Park tonight. As for the bigger picture, however, it has been a rough road lately for the Marauders. 19-23 to their record, a season low, four games under 500. The Marauders looking to snap a three-game losing streak tonight, and it will not be an easy road ahead. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles have won each of the first three games of the series. They have won four games in a row and 11 of their last 13. They sit way atop the West Division in first place with six games of clearance over the second place Clearwater Threshers. They're going to send another tough righty to the mound in Marco Raya, Texas native. A little bit more on him later on in the broadcast. But there is your scene setter as we get ready to play ball here in Bradenton tonight. We will step aside, and when we come back, we'll hear a few words from manager Jonathan Johnston, reflecting on where the team is right now and where he hopes to see some improvement in the team moving forward. That chat with Jonathan Johnston, Marauder skipper, is coming up next.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with manager Jonathan Johnston. Jonathan, here on this Friday night, it's been a difficult stretch, of course, for the team lately, dropping three in a row, and even going back to the last couple of weeks, kind of a mixed bag of results. From your position here, what are some aspects and facets of the game that you see as needing improvement at the moment?
I think that we just need to continue to improve in all areas. We haven't been able to put solid three phases of the game together in a couple of weeks. I mean, we've done it in spurts, but we haven't been consistent. So the consistency of our at-bats, the consistency of our focus at the plate, pounding the strike zone from the mound, and then, you know, playing catch, which we have done a pretty good job of playing catch over the stretch, but we need to put all three of them together.
with a disciplined lineup and an experienced pitching staff like Fort Myers has this week. What are some lessons and maybe some takeaways that you're hoping the team can get from facing such a tough team like this?
Well, we have just talked about, so you have to be really good in all three areas because the games, if you do those, they're going to be close games against a good team, and it's a good challenge for us to learn from and to grow from.
Lately, one of the guys has been picking up the pace has been Sergio Campagna, hitting mostly at the top of the order. For a guy with his skill set, he's been finding ways to get on base, whether it be a walk or an infield single or a base hit. What has it meant for the team and just for sort of the energy for this bunch to have him utilizing that skill set and coming through more frequently and getting himself on base?
Yeah, Sergio's done a great job. He's worked really hard. He's taking his game very seriously, and he's improving. So that's what we look to see here. I think everybody sees it. Everybody's excited for him, and we just want to get more guys on the train.
Visiting tonight with manager Jonathan Johnston, another guy that has shown remarkable improvement lately has been Rodolfo Nolasco, flashing the power lately. In addition to his home run the other night, sent a couple of balls deep to the warning track and starting to come through more in that phase of his game. Has he made any adjustments or changes lately, or is he just seeing the ball better as of late?
I just think he's been this the same thing. He's really tuned into his work. His work days have been throughout the stretch, throughout the course of the year, continuing to improve. He's challenging himself, and it's showing. Like, he's getting, you can tell guys are getting better and they're trending in the right direction. So,
and tonight, left-hander Anthony Solomito making his professional debut, and a lot of people have been looking forward to this night. But 19 years old, just a year removed out of high school, you have to be careful with expectations. What are you looking for out of him tonight?
I'm just looking for him to go out there and execute what he's trying to do. It's going to be an exciting night for him. These always are. So I'm going to look for him to enjoy it and to focus on what he's got to do and really learn from the experience.
Great. Thank you for your time tonight, Jonathan.
Thank you, Spencer.
We'll be back next with starting lineups. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. One and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Lecom Park. It is time to meet tonight's starting lineups. We begin with the visitors, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Here is how the Mighty Muscles, the first place team in the West Division, line up for manager Brian Meyer. Third baseman Jake Rucker leads off, followed by shortstop Noah Miller. Right fielder Emmanuel Rodriguez hit third, with second baseman Mikey Perez batting cleanup. The catcher batting fifth, Noah Cardenas. He is followed by the DH tonight, Keone Cavaco batting sixth. Batting seventh will be the first baseman Dylan Tatum. Left fielder Daniel Osorio bats eighth, and center fielder Luis Baez hits ninth for the Mighty Muscles, who send right-hander Marco Raya out to the hill. He was the Twins' fourth-round pick 2 years ago out of United South High School in Laredo, Texas. Raya, as is the case with so many of his teammates on the pitching staff, good numbers on the season, 2.63 ERA, over six appearances, five starts, a 1.13 whip to accompany. For the homestanding Marauders tonight, a record of 19-13, fourth place in the West, here's what manager Jonathan Johnston has written in his lineup card tonight. Center fielder Sergio Campagna, continuing to surge lately, leads the way again. The DH tonight is Brendan Dixon. He bats second, .414 on base percentage for Dixon in the month of May. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco, working on a six-game hit streak, is batting third for the Marauders. Third baseman Jace Bowen bats cleanup. First baseman Juan Jerez bats fifth. Shortstop Mike Jarvis bats sixth. Catcher Wyatt Hendry is batting seventh. Left fielder Randy Romero bats eighth. And second baseman Davis Nadal bats ninth for the Marauders, who send left-hander Anthony Solomito out to the mound. 19-year-old southpaw, 6'5", 220 pounds, making his professional debut tonight, along second-round draft pick, 37th overall selection last year out of Bishop Eustis Prep up in New Jersey. There are your starting lineups ahead of this Friday evening battle. Overcast skies for the most part and a gentle breeze out to center field. We can't wait to play ball, and we will get underway shortly here at Leecom Park. First pitch coming up next. Don't go away. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Good evening and welcome back inside Leecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, where left-hander Anthony Solomito takes his warm-up tosses ahead of his professional debut here on May the 27th of 2022. Native of Voorhees, New Jersey, relatively short drive from Philadelphia. 19 years of age, 6'5", 220 pounds, Solomito, the Pirates' second-round draft pick last year out of Bishop Eustace Prep High School in New Jersey. brings a fastball, slider, and changeup to the table, and of course has drawn rave reviews from scouts nationwide ever since the time of his draft, and he is set to make his long-awaited professional debut as the Marauders wear the alternate black jerseys today. Salamito choosing the gold, number 32, on the back of his jersey. Mighty Muscles in the traditional road grays with purple lettering and numbering. And Jake Rucker, the right-handed hitting third baseman, will step in to lead off. Salamito standing tall on the rubber, third base end of the slab, as he looks into White Hendry, his battery mate, for the signal. Wind up, and the game's first pitch from Salamito is outside on a fastball. We're underway at 6:29 p.m. 84 degrees and cloudy here in Bradenton. Salamito with a three-quarters length gold under sleeves there underneath the black jersey. Here's his 1-0 toss, and that's a fastball that just misses high and outside. Salamito, glove in front of his face. Black and gold glove out there, matching the color scheme of the Marauders. Here's the 2-0 pitch coming. And that misses a bit low to Rucker. Three balls and no strikes. The last two pitches from Salamito, not missing by much. He nods to the signal, looking to battle back. The wind up and the 3-0 pitch to Jake Rucker is taken low and inside for ball four, and it's a leadoff walk. Let's meet the Marauders defense tonight behind Salamito in the outfield left to right. It's Randy Romero, Sergio Campagna, and Rodolfo Nolasco. Around the horn on the infield, Jace Bowen gets the start at third base. Mike Jarvis, all the second baseman. Juan Jerez, the first baseman. And Wyatt Hendry, the catcher. So for the first time in his pro career, Salamito goes from the stretch as Noah Miller steps in. The pitch. It's taken at the knees for a called strike. Lots of cloud cover here in Bradenton. Tremendously muggy evening. Substantial leadoff first by Rucker. He's not going anywhere. Pitch coming and a swing and a bouncing ball to second. Charging Nadal. He flips to short for one. Jarvis throw to first. Not quite in time. Marauders did it as quickly as they could, but not quite able to turn the 4-6-3 deuce. So they get the lead runner only on the play. As Noah Miller beats out the back end, and it's one away for the Mighty Muscles. Four, six on the put out. Manuel Rodriguez will stand in next. Salamito sets chest high, now delivers. That pitch is at the knees, a called strike. Salamito before his playing days at Bishop Eustace. Played his high school ball in Gloucester Township, New Jersey. Here's the 0-1 pitch, Gloucester Catholic, where he pitched previously. That pitch high and inside. One ball, one strike. Mighty Muscles with a runner on first here with one out. Anthony Salamito with that mechanics frequently compared to that of Madison Bumgarner, longtime big league lefty. Runner goes, pitch coming, a swing and a chopper down the first baseline. Salamito picks it up and underhand flip to Jerez in time. Nice job by Salamito working around the runner to get the out. So it's two gone for Fort Myers. And Mikey Perez, the team's leading RBI man, will step to the dish with a runner on second. Fort Myers, an early run scoring opportunity here. They've struck first each of the first three games of the series. Salamito trying to reverse that course. Long look back at the runner on second, and the pitch coming. That's taken low and outside. Wyatt Hendry has it pop out of his mitt, keeps it in front of him, though. And Noah Miller doesn't move off second base. Left-hander leaning in for the signal from Hendry. Hands together at the chest. A look back at second base. Miller takes his lead. The 1-0 pitch. Miller breaks for third. Bunt shown. Runner going. Throw to third by Hendry. Not in time. Miller swipes third base. Noah Miller in safely with his 12th steal in 13 tries this year. So making a runner on third with two outs. And Salamito's going to have to pitch around a runner breathing right down his neck. Left-hander behind 2-0 on Mikey Perez. The pitch. That is in the zone, a called strike. Fastball will tend to be in the low to mid-90s by Solomito. Brings that changeup, the slider. He can throw right at the back foot of right-handed batter like Perez. The 2-1 toss. Perez swings and grounds it to the third baseman. Ball, and it kicks off his mitt and bounces into shallow left field. Charging after it, the left fielder Romero, and the batter Perez didn't go further than first base. And scoring from third on the play, Noah Miller. And the Mighty Muscles, for the fourth straight night, have the first run of the game. Chase Bowen charged with an error on the play, his fifth of the season. And the errors continued to haunt. Last night, the Marauders committed two of them. And as a result, three unearned runs scoring for Fort Myers in last night's 9-2 Bradenton loss. Noah Cardenas next up. Catcher for the Muscles. Runner goes. Pitch a fastball strike. Throw to second by Hendry. Not in time. He is safe at second base, and the Marauders infielders can't believe it. So Mikey Perez steals second. That is his team-leading 15th steal of the year. Look in by Solomito. Brings his hands together. Stares down Perez off second base. Decreasing his lead. Here's the 0-1 by Solomito. Way outside on a changeup. Jitters maybe figuring into the picture a little bit here for Solomito. Two outs, runner on second. Fort Myers up 1-0 here in the first inning. Solomito deals the 1-1. Cardenas swings and pops it up out of play on the first base side. Total of 16 pitches, half of them for strikes by the tall lefty so far. Run coming home on a booted ground ball by Jace Bowen at the hot corner. Here's the set. And a pickoff move to second base. No throw by Solomito. He hangs onto the ball. Second baseman Nadal came charging in toward the bag with the open glove, wanted that pickoff throw. Perez had the move read like a book. The set. 1-2 from the southpaw. Swinging a bouncing ball, pulled to third. Foul. Mighty Muscles really making Anthony Solomito work here in this first inning. And that is nothing new in this series. The way the series has gone, just a lot of deep and elongated plate appearances by Muscles hitters, racking up high pitch count totals for Marauders pitchers. Solomito comes set. 1-2 again, runner breaks for third, pitches outside. Hendry's throw to third base, not in time. It arrives on a bounce. And Mikey Perez steals third base. So that's three steals here in the inning by Fort Myers, and another runner on third base. Look in with the count 2-2. And the pitch to Cardenas is swung on and drilled foul out of play right side. Stolen bases here in the inning, as mentioned by Fort Myers. They are the second leading team in that category in the Florida State League. 74 steals for the Muscles. Make it 77 now. Second in the league only to Clearwater. Cardenas called time, stepped out of the box. Now digs back in. Solomito bending in the waist, leans in, gets the sign, he is ready. The 2-2 pitch, Cardenas swings and smashes a ground ball foul toward the third base dugout. Jace Bowen grabs the carom at third base. And we'll see another one. Next pitch is number 8 to Cardenas. Cardenas, a 220 hitter on the season. 2-2 pitch again. He takes low and inside. A good block by Hendry, dropping to his knees, sliding to his left. Solomito trying to strand this runner on third base, trying to keep it a one-run game. He deals the 3-2. Cardenas swings and lines it to right field. That's in for a base hit and make it a 2-0 Fort Myers advantage. Cardenas, good job going the other way on the Solomito fastball. Not the star the Marauders had envisioned tonight. Keone Kavako, who has been scorching hot lately, will step in next. Kavako, right-handed batter, gets pitch number one and takes it low. That pitch count really starting to escalate for Solomito here in his first true live action as a professional. Total of 23 pitches here in the first inning. Left-hander checks first, deals the 1-0. And Kavako gets backed off the plate. Fastball. Left-hander trying to right the ship. 2-0 pitch. There goes the runner again. Pitch is outside. Throw to second by Hendry. Is not in time, and it pops out of the mitt of Nadal. And this Mighty Muscles team is honestly taking advantage of that high leg kick that Solomito shows out there on the mound. Timing him up perfectly and able to take all these extra bases. So 3-0 the count on Keone Kavako. And Solomito will get a visit from his battery mate, Wyatt Hendry. And with the way this series has already gone for Bradenton, not the most encouraging sign. As a result of this lengthy inning, already having to get somebody loose in the bullpen. That's left-hander Denny Roman. All four Marauders infielders, though, at the tail end of that mound visit by Hendry. Coming in, joining Solomito, giving a encouraging tap on the back with the glove. Trying to amp him back up and get him into this game. 25 pitches thrown. 12 of them for strikes. Runner on second. The count 3-0 with two outs. Pitch coming to Kavako. No, instead a high leg kick and a move towards second, but no throw. Here's the set. Tall left-hander fires. That 3-0 pitch is right down the middle for a called strike. Kavako pointing that bat skyward as he holds it out in front of himself. Now awaits the 3-1. Solomito kicks and looks back towards second again. Looking Noah Cardenas back to the bag. Base umpire Denver Dangerfield holding his two fingers up, a reminder of two step off. 3-1 pitch coming. Kavako steps over one low and inside for ball four, and the inning continues. So two aboard for Fort Myers. That's going to bring out pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo for a mound visit. Well, you have to keep in mind here, Anthony Solomito, an exciting debut, 19 years of age, Pirates second-round draft pick last year. An exciting moment, but you have to consider the nerves probably coursing through his veins right now. Solomito getting encouraging words from his pitching coach and from his teammates. Nodding and understanding to what the former Major League right-hander Bazzardo has to say. Mike Jarvis, the last Marauders infielder to depart there. Give an encouraging couple of extra words and a tap of the glove to his backside. Two nothing your score. Fort Myers in the lead here in the first inning. 27 pitches thrown by Anthony Solomito. He faces Dylan Tatum next. First toss to him is a hair outside for ball one. Struggling to find the zone consistently, and that is a little bit off of what is his tendency. Typically a left-hander with very good command. He comes set. And a high leg kick again. There's that move again towards second, looking Cardenas back. Denny Roman continues to throw in the Marauders' bullpen. Manager Jonathan Johnston hoping to see a little more length out of his lefty tonight. The 1-0 pitch coming. That's taken for strike one on the fastball at 90. We've seen Solomito get it up to 93 on the fastball this inning. For the Mighty Muscles, Cardenas on second, Cavaco on first, and a pickout throw to second by Salamito. Safe. Cardenas back standing up. Left-hander sets. Deals the 1-1 pitch, and Tatum swings and bounces one foul. Count 1-2. Salamito ahead of the Mighty Muscles' first baseman. Tatum comes from Stockton, California, up in Northern California. A couple-hour drive east of the Bay Area. Salamito one strike away from finishing off this first inning. The 1-2 pitch to Tatum is swung on and rolled foul up the third baseline. That was pitch number 30 for the southpaw here in the first. Mighty Muscles got their first run on a fielding error by Jace Bowen at third base, bringing home a second one on the Noah Cardenas RBI single to right. Salamito looking for that elusive final strike here on Dylan Tatum. Long look in by the lefty. Now is ready. And the 1-2 pitch again is swung on and missed. He got him. Strike three. There's the first professional strikeout in the career of Anthony Salamito. Fort Myers gets a pair, though, and they lead 2-0 heading to the bottom of the first here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, fan appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Move to the bottom of the first inning at Leacom Park in Bradenton. Visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles out to a 2-0 lead. It is Paws and Claws night here at Leacom Park. Lots of friendly and cute pooches at the park tonight. A little basset hound and a little, looks like a pug down there too, over on the first base side of the seating bowl. Sergio Campagna leads off for the Marauders, and right-hander Marco Raya was rip-roaring, ready to go. He delivered his first pitch, but it's a no-pitch, as plate umpire Garrett Griffin had called time. Here we go. First pitch for real now to Sergio Campagna. Is taken low and outside. An errant slider goes bouncing to the backstop. Spencer Smith with you tonight on this muggy, overcast Friday night at Leacom Park. Sergio Campagna reaching base safely in 13 of his last 14 games. Next pitch is inside with a fastball. At one clocked at 95 from Marco Raya. Fourth-round draft pick 2 years ago by the Twins out of United South High School in Laredo, Texas. 2-0, rides upstairs. Fastball at 96 that time, misses the zone, making it 3-0. Marauders would love Campagna's on-base skills here to fight back from an early 2-0 deficit. 3-0 coming for the righty. Low and outside, he lost him and then wanted to this inning. The blazing wheels of Sergio Campagna on the base pass. Let's meet the Mighty Muscles defense. Outfield left to right consists of Daniel Osorio, Luis Baez, and Emmanuel Rodriguez. On the infield, it's Jake Rucker at third base tonight, Noah Miller the shortstop. Mikey Perez, the second baseman. Dylan Tatum, the first baseman. And the catcher this evening, Noah Cardenas. That brings up Brandon Dixon. Raya lifts his leg and deals. Dixon takes a fastball under the hands, but it clips the inside corner, a strike. Left-hander Anthony Solomito allowing two runs in a top of the first inning that saw him throw upwards of 30 pitches. Finished the inning with his first career strikeout, though, and a good-looking changeup. 0-1, Dixon takes just below the knees. Marco Raya, rated by Baseball America, is the Twins' number 18 prospect in the organization. Sets above the belt, away from his body, the 1-1. Dixon swings and fouls it right back up in this direction, and that's going to fall back down. Look out below. Rattles around in the seats down below us. 1-2 now on Brendan Dixon. Brendan swings the two-tone bat with a black barrel, light tan handle. And here's Raya with a 1-2. Dixon checks his swing, pitches onto the outside corner, strike three. Automated balls and strikes again being utilized tonight, and Brendan Dixon gets rung up. That brings up Rodolfo Nolasco, seeing the ball perhaps better than anyone else in the Marauders' order right now. Nolasco on a six-game hitting streak, and like plate umpire Garrett Griffin was about to call a pitch clock violation, but did not after all. Righty on righty, here's the pitch. Nolasco swings and bounces a high chopper to third. Could be two. Rucker bobbles it. Nolasco is safe at first base. Well, the Mighty Muscles had a possible shot at a double play there, but they get none. Jake Rucker will get charged with an error, his fourth of the season. And as a result, the Marauders with two aboard with only one away. Here's Jace Bowen, leads the team with five home runs, represents the go-ahead run at the plate for the Marauders. Raya with the toss, Bowen takes high and tight, and that pops out of the mitt of Cardenas. Cardenas may be a little crossed up there, and he's having a chit-chat with his battery mate. Runner on second base, peering in, able to potentially steal signals legally. Pitcher and catcher, as a result, with a man on second, oftentimes decide to change those pitch calling signals up. Good chance Cardenas got a pitch that he was not expecting in the slightest. Raya, the 1-0 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. Got just a piece of that slider. A fastball, as we have seen, up to the mid-90s. We've seen 95, 96 from Raya already. Also brings the curveball, slider, and changeup. Pitch coming, lead runner breaks, Campagna to third, and he slides in, safe ahead of the tag. A stolen base for Sergio Campagna. Credit to Noah Cardenas there, a perfectly placed throw right over the bag. But Campagna getting just a good enough jump to slide in headfirst underneath that tag from the third baseman. Rodolfo Nolasco remains at first meanwhile. Man on the corners with one out. The Marauders trailing 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. The pitch to Bowen. He takes a fastball for strike two. 22 RBI on the year for Bowen. Leads the club. Looking to bring. Raya sets. Comes home with a 2-2. Swinging a roller to third. Rucker has it. Little juggle there, throw to second in time, throw to first, not in time, knocked down by the first baseman Tatum. And Sergio Campagna scores from third on the play, so the Marauders on the board. It is now a 2-1 ball game. Five, four on the putouts for the second out of the inning. Jace Bowen using those wheels to put pressure on the Mighty Muscles infield. So he reaches on the RBI fielder's choice. And Juan Jerez, the hitter. Raya deals. Jerez takes a little high on its side. Mighty Muscles pushing two runs across in the visitor's half. on a fielding error and a Noah Cardenas RBI single. Marauders here in the first, getting an RBI fielder's choice by Jace Bowen. Pickoff to first. Bowen dives in safely. He is a guy you have to keep an eye on. Bowen, 7 of 9 in his stealing attempts. Right-handed hitting, Jerez waits. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss through a slider. Now, one of the good benchmarks of Marco Raya is the fact that his slider and his curveball are very distinct from one another. That's not often the case from young right-handers. Oftentimes those slider and curveball can meld into one. Not the case with Raya, generally. Check swing of the 1-1 by Jerez. He goes around that strike, too. Jerez was activated off the seven-day injured list yesterday. 1-for-4, continued his hitting streak to 4 games. Facing a 1-2 count here. Here's Raya with a 1-2, and it's low and outside. Good backhanded pick out of the dirt by Cardenas. Long look in by the native Texan. Right-hander sets away from his body. And the 2-2. Jerez swings and misses. Fooled on the slot back here in the home half. And it's 2-1 as we head to the second inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Leecom Park as we move to the second inning. Fort Myers 2, Bradenton 1. And back to pitch the second inning. Left-hander Anthony Solomito making his professional debut tonight. Mighty Muscles able to put two on the board thanks to a fielding error, a single, and a couple of walks, as well as four stolen bases thrown into the mix. Those all coming in the top of the first. Saw Solomito throw more than 30 pitches. Trying to straighten things out a bit here in his second go-round. Daniel Osoria, the batter. Left-hander deals, and a fastball swung on it, smoked on a line drive foul right side. Osoria, successful season, hitting .294. Big contact and speed guy. Switch hitter batting right-handed against the lefty. Solomito, that big windup and the pitch. It skips into the dirt. Low three-quarters arm slot. Plenty of deception for Solomito, especially against opposing left-handed hitters. He nods to the signal. 1-1 coming. Osoria swings and misses late on the fastball. We saw Solomito finish the first inning strong. Good-looking changeup, getting Dylan Tatum swinging for strike three, his first strikeout. Now Solomito with the 1-2 pitch. Osoria takes for strike three right down the middle on the heater. Excellent start to the second inning. One down for the Mighty Muscles. That brings up Luis Baez. Right-handed batter with a closed-off stance. First pitch is onto the inside corner, a strike, and Baez freezing a little, not caring for the call. Here's the motion. Solomito, the 0-1, swinging a cue shot, bounced foul to the Marauders' dugout. Salamito quickly working into a nice groove here on the mound. Ahead 0-2. Tall left-handers, 0-2 pitch coming to Baez. That one swung on, bounced weakly down the first baseline, foul. Over to grab it, Takashi Miyoshi, bench coach who coaches first base for the Mighty Muscles. Here we go again, 0-2. Salamito the pitch, low and inside. Baez jumps out of the way. Baez comes from the Dominican Republic, city of San Cristobal, signed 5 years ago with the Twins organization. The 1-2, swinging a line drive out to short, just out of the reach of Mike Jarvis. It's into left for a hit. Baez digging for two with a big turnaround first base, trying to force some pressure onto the Marauders defense. They're not deterred. And Baez retreat. Second time through the order now. Let's see what sorts of adjustments Anthony Salamito is able to make. Jake Rucker, the leadoff hitter to the plate for Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles 2, Marauders 1. And a high leg kick, pickoff throw to first. Back in plenty of time standing up is Baez. Rucker, a four-pitch walk his first time. Pickoff to first, bounces on by the first baseman, Jerez. That gets away from the Marauders. Up to second goes Baez. He's thinking three, he's going for three. Jerez the throw to third, and Baez is out by a mile at third base. Oh, good recovery by the Marauders, and Baez an ill-advised attempt at taking another extra base. Oh, not the way the Marauders would have written it up to get the second out of the inning, but they'll take it. So Jake Rucker now at the dish with the bases empty and two away. Salamito nods, the windup, and the pitch. Rucker lays off low. Here's Salamito with the 1-0. Rucker backed off the plate, low and inside, and misses. Salamito starting to take a little extra time between pitches, just journeying behind the rubber for a bit, gathering himself, trying to battle back the 2-0 on its way. Rucker takes a strike onto the inner half. Twins drafted Rucker in the 7th round last year, and hold on, we're going to see a challenge here. And not clear what the result of that was. 2-1 pitch coming. That is up and away for ball three, so evidently the result of that pitch was upheld. Three balls and one strike on Jake Rucker. Salamito, deep breath on the mound. Pitch number 5 to Rucker is taken for strike 2 right there in the zone, and the count full. Salamito looking for a scoreless second here against Fort Myers. Trying to keep it a one-run game. Left-hander with the motion and the toss. Rucker a swing and a miss. Got him on the slide piece for strike 3. Throw down to first after the pitch in the dirt. Takes care of him. Inning is over. 2 strikeouts and a scoreless second by Anthony Salamito. We head to the bottom half. Marauders trail 2-1. Says the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show. For tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We head into the bottom of the second inning at Lecom Park. The Marauders trailing the Mighty Muscles 2-1. 6, 7, and 8 in the order for Bradenton with Mike Jarvis getting things going. Right-hander Marco Raya allowing one run in the bottom of the first inning. He winds up and tosses to Jarvis, who swings and drives this one deep to left field. Osorio going back onto the track, looking up. Goodbye, baseball! Home run by Mike Jarvis, and this game is tied. Straight away left field, Mike Jarvis with his first home run of the season. This thing is knotted at two apiece. There comes Wyatt Hendry. Wind up and the offering by Raya. Slider misses outside. That slider's been a good one from Raya tonight. It's been instrumental in helping him get a couple of strikeouts in that first inning. The 1-0. Breaking ball again, this time for a strike. So the score tied for the first time in this series, as a matter of fact. These two teams play their fourth game of the week. 1-1. Breaking ball upstairs, didn't break enough. Wyatt Hendry already has his first home run of the year. Came some time ago, though. 2-1 pitch. Fastball, late on the swing. He swings and fouls it back. That home run coming over a month ago, April the 14th, in the home opening week against Lakeland here at Lecom. 2-2 pitch. Hendry swings, pops it up on the first base side. Well, it's possible you've heard dogs barking throughout the evening so far here at the ballpark. It is our paws and claws night here at Lecom Park. Lots of dogs in attendance with their owners. Check swing by Hendry to pitch low. He couldn't hold up on the check swing. Strike three. That'll bring up Randy Romero. Base is empty, one away. Score tied at two between the Marauders and the Muscles. But shown by Romero, he takes one high and tight. And unfortunately, he fouls it away after all that effort bailing out of the way. Well, sometimes you get unlucky. Romero would have avoided making contact with that ball. Likely would have pulled the bunt back in time. Here's a swing and a funky one-hopper to third base. Rucker takes it and fields it cleanly. Fires the first in time for the second out. That was a strange-looking ball off the bat, probably had all sorts of side spin on it, maybe some top spin. But Rucker made it look relatively easy on the backhand pick. Here's Davies Nadal, playing in just his second game at single A. Pitch to the left-handed batter. There's a breaking ball in for a strike. Curveball that time from Nadal. Should say to Nadal from Raya. Righty deals the 0-1. Nadal takes a backdoor breaker for strike two. Infield shifting the lefty batter over to the right. Shortstop Miller playing up the middle. 0-2. Fastball, swing and a bouncer pulled to second. Perez charges, gloves it. Underhand flip to the first baseman Tatum. In time and the inning is over, but the Marauders tie the score on the solo blast by Mike Jarvis. Score knotted at two, heading to the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Anthony Solomito back to pinch the third inning for the Marauders tonight. Made some nice mid-game adjustments, put up a scoreless second inning this evening. He continues on in his pro debut. The pitch to Noah Miller is swung on and tapped foul behind home plate. Twins number 10 prospect bounced into a fielder's choice his first time. Later came around to score the game's first run on a fielding error by Jace Bowen at third base. Solomito changing his grip on the baseball inside the glove. 0-1, misses low to Miller. Marauders trailed 2-0 coming out of that top of the first. Bottom half, they got a run-scoring fielder's choice by Bowen, then tied the score a few minutes ago on a solo shot to left by Mike Jarvis in the second. 1-1 from Solomito. Up and away with a heater. Solomito is wearing here in the year 2022. Continuing his tradition from high school, where he wore the number 32 in honor of Pittsburgh Steelers legend Franco Harris. 2-1. There's a swing and a fly ball, shallow center. Campagna coming on. He lays out, and he can't quite make the catch. And up to second base comes Miller. Campagna recovers and throws to second too late. Campagna with a nice-looking dive, but couldn't squeeze the ball into his glove. And so Noah Miller reaches second base safely on a bloop double. Now, getting back to Solomito choosing the number 32 and continuing what he wore in high school, he is actually a big Steelers fan. He talked about this in his media availability with Pirates Media right after the draft results were announced. And Anthony talked about growing up. He became a Steelers fan when he was still pretty young. Manuel Rodriguez, the batter. First pitch, a swing and a miss. Good stuff on the off speed. Solomito openly says that he abruptly switched sides. When he was 3 or 4 years old, he said for some reason he had a weird obsession with the Seattle Seahawks. But the year the Steelers beat the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, that was Super Bowl 40. 0-1 pitch is at the knees for a called strike. It's 0-2. Solomito abruptly decided to switch sides and thereupon became a Steelers fan. Challenge called for here. And it's going to change to 1-1 here on Manuel Rodriguez as he challenged the call. Here's the set by Solomito. Look at second. Runner going, and he's hung up between second and third. Solomito goes to second. Mike Jarvis trying to chase Miller down. Throw to third, and Bowen gets the tag onto a diving Miller in time. Solomito, good recovery there, mid-motion. Able to parlay that high leg kick into a move back towards second and started the rundown on Miller. So well done by the lefty. Teammates behind him to get resituated in their positions. Here's the windup. Solomito's 0-2, swinging a slow roller hit to second. Nadal charges, gloves it. Smooth throw onto first in time, two away. So things definitely looking up for the tall lefty. After what was a messy and hard-fought first inning. Worked around a base runner in the second. Here in the third, able to pick a man off. Brings up Mikey Perez, who reached on the error by Bowen back in the first inning. The pitch, righty batter, lays off low. The Marauders now with a right-hander loosening in the bullpen. Saw Denny Roman throwing during that first inning. He has since sat down. That appears to be Darvin Garcia. 1-0, swing and a tapper foul, just 10 feet away from home plate. Marauders and Mighty Muscles tied at 2, top of the third inning at Lecom Park. Wind up, and the 1-1 pitch to Perez. Low and inside, pops out of the mid of Hendry. Solomito has the sign. He comes with a 2-1 to Perez, who swings big and misses. He chased that fastball way upstairs. Solomito sitting on 3 strikeouts tonight. Bases empty, 2 gone. We'll see what he brings here to Mikey Perez. The motion and the 2-2 toss. A swing and a bouncer toward short. Charging is Jarvis. He can't make the play into his glove. And Jarvis will be charged with an error. And it has not been a clean night defensively for Bradenton. Third error of the game already for the Marauders. And for Jarvis, his team-leading 10th of the season. The Marauders, as a result of their errors, third highest error total in the league this season, have allowed the second most earned runs in the Florida State League. Time called. As Mikey Perez on first base gets his oven mitt style hand protector wrapped onto his left hand. Salmito, the high leg kick and the pitch. Grounder hit to short. Another chance for Jarvis. He gathers it cleanly, flips to Nadal at second, and the force play ends the inning. Another 0 on the board here in the third by Solomito. And we head to the bottom half, all tied up at 2 here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, the homestand continues tomorrow here at Lecom Park with Military Appreciation Night presented by SNN. Marauders tomorrow will wear special patriotic-themed jerseys as part of the festivities tomorrow as we honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. Fans will also be treated to post-game fireworks tomorrow night presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Score 2-2 between the Marauders and the Mighty Muscles. Through a couple of scoreless innings in the second and third after a 2-run first by Fort Myers. And here we go on the bottom of the third. Sergio Campagna leads off for Bradenton. First pitch high and tight, buzzed his tower. Campagna worked a leadoff walk in the first. Later scored the Marauders' first run of the evening on a fielder's choice grounder. The 1-0 from Marco Raya cut on and missed. Two runs, three hits for Fort Myers. Two runs, one hit for Bradenton. Raya fires, and a breaking ball swung on and foul tipped into the mitt. Another right-hander. Appears to be a different one. Loosening for the Marauders now in that right field bullpen. Raya with the windup in the pitch. Campagna takes a breaking ball in her half for strike 3. And he's asking for a challenge. Plate umpire Garrett Griffin asking for the ABS ruling, and the out call stands. Strike three. Fourth strikeout of the night for Marco Raya. That breaking stuff really sharp tonight. That brings up Brendan Dixon. Went down on strikes his first trip. Raya deals at a fastball, swung on, lined hard to straightaway center. Baez coming on, makes the chest-high catch on the run. That's usually the toughest play to make as a center fielder. The ball hit right at you. Baez, no problem. And very quickly, two gone for the Marauders. Rodolfo Nolasco is next. Reached on an error in his first at-bat. Marauders and Muscles tied at two. First pitch, a breaker, misses outside. The pitch, low and outside. Slide piece misses from Raya. 2.70 ERA on taking into account the two runs he has allowed tonight. The 2-0. Fastball, crisp line drive, one hopper past the third baseman, Rucker into left field. Nolasco rounds first. Left fielder Osorio returns the ball to the infield. And that has been a base hit awarded to Rodolfo Nolasco. So a seven-game hit streak for Nolasco. Well, base hit or error, that ball really stung. And nothing new for Nolasco lately. He is absolutely smoking the ball to all fields. Here's Jace Bowen. First pitch. He takes a breaking ball too high. Right-hander in the Marauders' bullpen appears to be Carlos Jimenez. 1-0, breaking ball caught on a miss by Bowen. Marauders and Mighty Muscles locked at two here in the third inning. Pitch, swing, and a miss at another slider from Raya. That has been his bread and butter tonight. Rodolfo Nolasco at first base. Good speed represents the go-ahead run for the Marauders. Jace Bowen gets the 1-2. Breaking ball swung on, lifted to left field, cracked his bat. Osorio settling underneath it and casually makes the routine catch, ending the inning. We remain tied at 2 after 3 innings of play here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at Bradenton Marauders.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We're back at Lee Cobb Park, and a new pitcher on the mound for Bradenton. Right-hander Carlos Jimenez takes over for left-hander Anthony Solomito, whose pro debut is finished here at Lee Cobb Park. Keone Cavaco goes after the first pitch and fouls it back, 0-1 against the new right-hander Jimenez. So Anthony Solomito's final line, 3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, neither of them earned. Walked 2, struck out 3, 60 pitches, 36 for strikes. 0-1, Cavaco swings and smacks a line drive to right field in for a base hit. Oh, continues to be a hitting machine. He now has a 7-game hit streak. And the Mighty Muscles have the potential go-ahead run aboard. All in all, some pretty good off-speed stuff from Solomito. No doubt the jitters and the nerves may be coming into play a little bit tonight, especially in the first inning. Awfully erratic, but got better and better with time as his outing went on. Here's Dylan Tatum, right-handed hitting first baseman. Jimenez deals, breaking ball high and inside, and appeared to graze his helmet. He's hit by the pitch. Wyatt Hendry checking on him. He appears to be okay. Not a good start to the fourth inning here. Out of the bullpen by Carlos Jimenez. He put together the little bits and pieces of the impressive stuff we saw from the arsenal of Anthony Solomito tonight, and you really see the seeds of what could really continue to be an impressing rookie season here in 2022. Looking forward to seeing more from the lefty. Here in the fourth, score tied at 2. The Mighty Muscles have 2 aboard, single and a hit by pitch. And Daniel Osorio, the next batter. Carlos Jimenez disengages from the rubber. Calls time, and it looks like he's trying to pick something out of his cleat. Well, whatever the case may be, he's getting a mound visit from pitching coach Yorman Bizardo. Jimenez the one doing quite a bit of talking in this mound visit. Well, Bizardo speaking at the moment. Whatever may be going on, evidently nothing of huge concern. Everybody goes their separate ways now. Daniel Osorio, switch hitter, has a big opportunity here. The visitors with 2 aboard, nobody out in the fourth inning with the score tied. Jimenez comes set, checks second base, and delivers to Osorio, who swings and smashes one deep in the air to deep center field. Campagna back. He's onto the warning track. He leaps, and it's over his glove and off the wall, bouncing back toward the infield. Around third being waved home, Keone Cavaco. He scores easily, and stopping at third base is Dylan Tatum, while at second base is Daniel Osorio. So the Mighty Muscles retake the lead. It's 3-2. Sergio Campagna trying to time his leap up against the wall and couldn't come up with it. Early adversity here for Carlos Jimenez. Second and third with nobody out. The corner infielder is playing up. Bowen at third, Jerez at first. Luis Baez awaits the pitch. Here it is from Jimenez. And it misses too high. Lights are on here at Lee Cobb Park. It'll be a little while still before they take much effect. Jimenez with the 1-0. Baez takes low and inside. That gets through the catcher Hendry, and trotting in to score from third is Dylan Tatum. Up to third goes Daniel Osorio. Now a 4-2 Mighty Muscles lead. Carlos Jimenez will try and battle back. All 4 infielders playing up now for Bradenton. Here's the 2-0 to Baez. He swings big and fouls it back. The last pitch, by the way, ruled a passed ball, charged to Wyatt Hendry. Jimenez sets, and the 2-1. Baez swings, an awkward-looking swing. 2-2, and his timing thrown off. Fort Myers up 2 again here in the fourth inning. Still nobody out. Now Jimenez 2-2 pitch. Fastball at the knees, called strike 3, and Hendry's going to, or rather, Baez going to challenge the call. Let's see what we get. And it's overturned. Overturned to a ball, the count full on Luis Baez. So Jimenez trying to craft another one here. Long pause. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball swinging a weak rounder toward second. Nadal coming home with it. Throw to the plate is not in time, and Osorio scores from third. Risky decision there by Nadal coming home after playing in a relatively deep depth there. So on the fielder's choice, makes it a 5-2 Fort Myers advantage. Jake Rucker will be the batter for the third time tonight. Still nobody out in this fourth inning. Here's the pitch by Jimenez. And breaking ball bends into the zone for a strike. Luis Baez on first base. Jimenez comes home with the 0-1. Runner going. Pitches inside. Hendry throw to second base is not in time. And at Fort Myers. That is 5 on the night. And that has just continued to make things difficult for the Marauders this evening. Runner on second, nobody out. The count, 1-1 on Jake Rucker. Jimenez fires, and the pitch misses. It's off the glove of Hendry, and up to third base goes Luis Baez. It has not been an easy night for Wyatt Hendry behind the plate. A lot of free bases being allowed by Bradenton this evening, and Marauders infield going to have to play up again. Trying to prevent that lead from that deficit, rather, from growing any deeper. Here's the 2-1 from the righty. Fastball swung on, popped up on the first base side. Headed out of play. Three runs across here in the fourth with none out. Fort Myers breaking the 2-2 tie. They now lead 5-2. Now the 2-2 offering to Rucker. Breaking ball buried in the dirt. A good block by Hendry that time. Luis Baez, the runner at third for the Muscles. Jimenez takes a long look into his battery mate. Ready above the belt. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from Hendry. Looks the runner back to third. Throw to first is right on the money. And that completes the strikeout for, finally, the first out of the fourth inning. This Friday night crowd has gone pretty silent. These are slipping away yet again from the Marauders. Still a 3-run spread, long way to go in this game. But this team has been stumbling pretty frequently lately. Marauders losing their last 3 straight games, 4 games below 500. Trying to stay in this one. Pitch to Noah Miller. There's a fastball for a strike. Jimenez getting that ball up to 95 on the radar gun. Infielders still playing up on the cut of the grass. Baez leads off of third. Jimenez with the 0-1. There's a swing and a miss. Good looking off speed. Noah Miller's batting 286 with a pair of home runs, 11 RBI, 419 on base percentage. That ranks in the top five in the Florida State League. Here's the set by the righty. 0-2 coming to Miller. Taken outside, apparently. Count 1-2. Jimenez, who is working from the first base end of the rubber, brings his hands together. Righty deals the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the back foot. Breaking ball. Good stuff from Jimenez. Back-to-back strikeouts. See if he can climb away from further damage as he faces Emmanuel Rodriguez. Runner on third, two gone. Fort Myers, five. Bradenton, two. Right-hander ready. Pitch to Rodriguez. Swinging a nub around in front of home plate. A foul ball. Just a 10-foot dribbler. And Wyatt Hendry pouncing on it quickly and couldn't get to it in time to grab it in fair territory. Would have been an easy out otherwise. The three runs for the Muscles here in the fourth inning. RBI double, Daniel Osoria. RBI fielder's choice grounder by Luis Baez. And another one coming home on a passed ball by Wyatt Hendry. I think Marty the Marauder on the first base side is egging on some of the dogs in the crowd here. Those dogs are saying, what is this giant black and white fuzzy guy doing looking at me? Jimenez ready. And the 0-1 offering to Rodriguez, up and away. Didn't get the right release point on the breaking ball. Five runs, five hits, one error for the Muscles. Two runs, two hits, and three costly errors for the Marauders. The 1-1. Rodriguez takes for strike two. Even though Carlos Jimenez brings the mid-90s fastball, it's so often the off-speed stuff that has been his ticket to success. He is ready. Baez inches off third base, taking his lead. The 1-2, breaking ball. Got him, looking strike three, but hold on. Rodriguez wants to challenge it. As Garrett Griffin checks in with the booth, let's see what we get. And it is overturned into ball two. Lenny Muscle is choosing some wide spots for challenges tonight on balls and strikes. So Rodriguez will live to see at least another pitch in his plate appearance. Here's the set. 2-2 coming. Rodriguez, a swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Three punch outs here in the fourth by Jimenez, but three runs across for Fort Myers, and they have a 5-2 lead here at Lee Comm Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lee Comm Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 90s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Comm Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Come join us at Lee Comm Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders bats with work to do again, trailing 5-2 here at Lecom Park as the team looks to avoid its fourth straight loss. Juan Jerez leads off the bottom of the fourth, swinging a smash hit on the ground to the third baseman. Rucker has it, though, and throws to first in time. One pitch and one gone. Well, in addition to paws and claws here at Lecom Park tonight, it is also Mental Health Awareness Night. We'll be having a special guest on the air relatively shortly here from the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI. Mike Jarvis squares to bunt. He pulls back and takes a strike from Marco Raya. Jarvis with a game-tying solo blast onto the boardwalk in left field, leading off the second inning. Raya with the 0-1. Jarvis eyeballs a breaking ball low and outside. That solo blast by Jarvis, putting a charge in the crowd. That has since dissipated as Fort Myers put up three runs in the top of the fourth to retake the lead. Here's a swing and a shot foul off the end of Jarvis's bat. Makes it 1-2 on the Bradenton shortstop. Here's a pitch by Raya, and he misses just low. Five runs, five hits, one error for the Mighty Muscles. Two runs, two hits, three errors for the Marauders. Raya, that very basic windup. 2-2 pitch. Jarvis swings and socks this one toward the gap in right center, and it is into the gap, falling for a base hit. Center fielder Baez up with the ball, and Jarvis is standing up at second with a double. Nice diving attempt by Rodriguez, the right fielder in the gap. Unable to come up with it, and Mike Jarvis has his second hit of the night. Wyatt Hendry will bat next. And a pitch to him. That's in for strike one. Righty deals. 0-1 is cut on and missed for strike two. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and Hendry down on strikes. Two away here in at the bottom of the fourth inning. Marauders trailing by three, and that'll bring up Randy Romero. So here is Randy Romero trying to drive in Mike Jarvis from second base. He breaks for third. The pitch comes. That's a strike. Throw to third. Out in time to get Mike Jarvis. And he is bewildered. The inning abruptly ends for the Marauders. So nothing doing here in the fourth. And Fort Myers retains the 5-2 lead as we move to the fifth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here at Leacom Park, it's a 5-2 lead for the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Right-hander Carlos Jimenez deals, and he gets a fastball strike into the zone on Mikey Perez to open up the top of the fifth inning. Well, here on Mental Health Awareness Night, we have with us Taylor Walker, program manager for NAMI, Manatee Sarasota. And Taylor, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So here on Mental Health Awareness Night, and with month of May being Mental Health Awareness Month, what are some of the objectives and missions that NAMI looks to accomplish in the community?
Yeah, so with NAMI Sarasota and Manatee Counties, our hope is to provide support, education, resources, and advocacy for individuals who are living with a mental health condition, as well as their family members, and just provide support to those individuals.
So we see a ground out to short off the bat of Mikey Perez, handled cleanly by Mike Jarvis, one away. And so what are some of the particular resources that, that NAMI offers for those in the community?
Yeah, so we actually recently just opened two drop-in centers. We have two in Sarasota County, one in North County and one in South County, where we're offering drop-in support to individuals 18 and older who are living with a mental health condition. And they can come in and participate in any of their groups. We host classes and just provide a space for those individuals to, get to know people and be in the community.
That's great to hear. So two new drop-in spots, you just said, increasing that community outreach and that presence. That's great to hear.
Absolutely.
Count goes to 0-2 on Noah Cardenas, visiting with Taylor Walker, program manager for NAMI Sarasota Manatee Counties, visiting with her here on Mental Health Awareness Night here at Leacom Park. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and a swing and a bouncing ball foul. He stays alive. So, Taylor, what can you tell us about, and I know it's becoming a little more in the public eye and in the zeitgeist, if you will, to be able to talk about and have conversations about mental illness and just how pervasive it is, more than some people may expect. But about what is the percentage of the population, if you will, of folks that deal with some sort of mental illness or struggle?
Yeah, so one in five adults in the United States are living with a mental health condition in any given year. So we see between 10 to 20 individuals who participate in our support groups in our classes, and our numbers are increasing at our drop-in centers. We have about 30 participants or members each day. It's the need is definitely there.
And we have here on the affiliate website, again, the website URL, NAMISarasotaManatee.org, as many of our players have shared on the video board and some of our messages and PSAs to fans here in the ballpark tonight. One of the other resources here on the website is Careers at NAMI. There are those out in the community who have the fortunate gift of being able to help those in need with mental health, and how can they get involved and what opportunities are available?
Yeah, so one awesome thing about NAMI is that it's all peer-led. So all of our groups and classes are led by volunteers who are living with a mental health condition, or they have a family member with a mental health condition. But we also are hiring at our drop-in location for peer specialists who have lived experience with mental health conditions and are hoping to give back to others. We also are starting a new program called Parents for Parents, which is going to work with parents who have experience in the child welfare system. So also having that lived experience and sharing their experience with other parents.
Wonderful. 0-2 on Keone Cavaco. As we see a 5-2-4 Myers lead over Bradenton here at the top of the fifth inning. Carlos Jimenez leaning in for the sign, working with Noah Cardenas on first base after a drop third strike. And Jimenez with the 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Cavaco couldn't hold up. He got him. Strike three. So two outs here at the top of the fifth inning. Well, for Taylor, for those who are maybe struggling with something that I can maybe say a little bit less severe, say it maybe a little bit of anxiety or something like that, I oftentimes hear, the solution of maybe getting out, enjoying fresh air, or enjoying wildlife. We have dogs here at the ballpark tonight. That would certainly help. But what are some suggestions for people dealing with, some less severe mental problems and what they can do to help combat that?
Yeah, Alport. Whether that's going to seek a therapist, talking to another individual, COVID very, very much so limited our ability to get out and talk to people. So we really encourage, just reaching out to people, getting out of the house and practicing self-care is very important. And our support groups, we have support groups for individuals living with a mental health condition, and we don't have a limit. You don't have to have a very severe mental health condition in order to participate in that group. We just want to offer that space for anybody who wants to come and connect with other people who know what they're going through.
Great to hear. As we see a fastball miss inside from Jimenez to Daniel Osoria, visiting with Taylor Walker, program manager for NAMI, Sarasota, Manatee County, here in the booth at Lecom Park, here on Mental Health Awareness Night. Jimenez sets. And we'll deal the 1-0 pitch to Osoria. Big swing and a miss for strike one. And for those who are listening from down the seating bowl tonight, Taylor, you guys have a information table down there, a NAMI information table down the fan plaza.
Yes, we do. We have a table up front, and our website has a lot of resources. You can go to NAMISarasotaManatee.org, or there's plenty of affiliates throughout the state of Florida. So even for those individuals who are listening from the Mighty Muscles, we have an affiliate down there. And all throughout, it's a nationwide organization. So there's affiliates all throughout the country.
Definitely. Count goes to 1-2 on Daniel Osoria. And to dig into a little bit of your personal history and involvement, Taylor, how did you first get involved with NAMI, and what drove you to want to work with people experiencing mental illness?
Yeah, so I've always enjoyed working with people, helping people. I got a degree in social work, and I met our executive director, Colleen, through a prior job, actually, and just learning about NAMI's mission. I struggle myself with a lot of anxiety. I have siblings who struggle with anxiety and depression. So just wanting to give back to the community, it just feels very connected and like a family. So that's what I really loved about the organization.
Well, we recognize and appreciate your effort with that. And for the rest of you who work in NAMI, we thank you for your time tonight, Taylor. We thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Be back next with more. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Romero takes a look at ball one as he leads off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Marauders, who trail Fort Myers 5-2 here at Lecom Park. Right-hander Marco Raya fires. A fastball swung on line toward left center in the gap, and it's in for a base hit. Romero around first and shot with a leadoff single. That's what the Marauders needed, a leadoff base runner here in the bottom of the fifth as they look to chop away at that three-run deficit on the scoreboard. Had the pleasure last half inning of visiting with Taylor Walker, program manager for National Alliance on Mental Health, on Mental Illness, the local chapter of Sarasota and Manatee counties. Davies Nadal will bat next for the Marauders. Pitch is low inside, ball one. Taylor told us all about the wonderful resources that NAMI offers for those in the community battling mental illness. And once again, for those listening to the game tonight from down in the Seating Bowl, NAMI has an information table down the Fan Plaza right inside the gate. Feel free to go check them out. Swing and a miss by Davies Nadal. The count goes to 1-1. Tonight for the Mighty Muscles, 5 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. Marauders, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 3 errors. Long pause by Raya. Pickoff move to first. Romero in safely. Does have one steal on the season. Tonight has featured the long-awaited professional debut of left-hander Anthony Solomito. Second-round draft pick by the Pirates last year. 1-1 pitch. That misses low. Solomito 3 innings tonight. 2 unearned runs allowed. 2 hits. Walked a pair. Struck out 3. Battled through a 30-plus pitch first inning in which both runs scored. Really cleaned things up well in the second and third innings, though. Pickoff to first again, and Romero dives in safely under the tag. That's 2 moves used here in the plate appearance by Marco Raya. Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Not all. Cuts through the fastball at 95. To Nadal. Backdoor breaking ball froze him. Strike 3. Well, both the curveball and the slider are paying huge dividends for Marco Raya tonight. And he now picks up his 6th strikeout of the game. Sergio Campagna looks at a curveball, strike 1. And another really big benchmark here for Marco Raya, another reason for his success tonight, been the ability to mix pitches within the count. Has the confidence to go first pitch breaking ball pretty frequently. The 0-1, Campagna takes that one high. Campagna, first inning walk. Struck out looking his last time up in the third inning. Now walk has now seen him reach base in 14 of his last 15 games. Raya, pickoff to first, and Romero dives in safely again. Campagna during his 14-game stretch, which is Reached in all but one game. Coming into this one, a 423 on base percentage during that span. Pitch, a swing and a liner to short, and that's backhanded by Miller. Off-balance throw to second in time. Throw to first, not nearly in time. It gets by the first baseman, Tatum, but ricochets right back to him off the padded sidewall. So it'll be a 6-4 putout on the fielder's choice. What a play by Miller. Well, we continue to see Noah Miller really back up what the scouts have said on him all along, as he is an excellent defender at shortstop. Ranged way over to his backhand side. Strong off-balance throw to the second baseman on that last play. Here's Brendan Dixon. And the toss to Dixon. Breaking ball high and inside. Campagna on first base. Has stolen a bag already tonight. He stole third back in the first inning. Pitch up and in off the glove of Cardenas. And Campagna hustles up to second base. Campagna up there in scoring position with two outs. The Marauders have not scored since the second inning, at which time they tied the game 2-2. On a Mike Jarvis solo homer. Fort Myers racked up three runs in the top of the fourth. They have led ever since. 5-2 your score in favor of the visitors. The 2-0 offering. Low and outside. Good dig out of the dirt by Cardenas. Sun setting off to the west on the third base side of Lecom Park. Slightly piercing through the clouds, enjoying our last little taste of daylight tonight. Raya with a 3-0. Fastball is on the inner half, a called strike. What was once a evening full of thick cloud layer overhead. Those clouds starting to dissipate, seeing more and more of the pleasant blue sky up above. 3-1 pitch, swing and a foul back. Brendan Dixon is 0-2 tonight. Went down looking at strike three in the first. Lined out hard to the center fielder in the third inning. Marauders trying to climb back into this game. As they trail by three tonight, they're looking to avoid a four-game losing streak. 3-2. Dixon, a swing and a miss. Down he goes on the curveball, and Campagna is left stranded on second base. We're through five here at Lecom Park. Fort Myers leads 5-2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Welcome you back to Lecom Park. Those clouds are parting. We're getting a little pleasant sunset off of the third base side of the ballpark. Mighty Muscles lead the Marauders 5-2 as we continue on to the sixth inning. Righty Carlos Jimenez winds and fires. Luis Baez takes a big cut and misses a first pitch fastball. Five runs, five hits for the Mighty Muscles. Two runs, four hits for the Marauders. Baez with those feet spread wide apart from the right side. Get on a Jimenez fastball at 94. Jimenez, the bulk man out of the bullpen tonight for the Marauders. Pitching behind Anthony Solomito. Three innings in his pro debut tonight, allowing two unearned runs, both coming in the first inning. 1-1. Big breaking ball. Drops into the zone. Strike two. Nice one from Carlos Jimenez. Showing the high black socks is the righty on the mound. Is 1-2. Curveball swung on. Bounced to short. Charging Jarvis. He gloves it. Throws on the run to first in time. Good stretch by Juan Jerez at first base. One gone here in the visitors' half of the sixth. That'll bring up Jake Rucker. Leadoff man who continues to have a tough series while seeing a lot of his teammates have productive games at the plate. Jimenez into his motion and the pitch. Rucker takes a curveball low and outside. Rucker 0 for 2 with a walk in this game. Just 1 for 15 in the series. That's not to say that he hasn't been of any help to the Mighty Muscles. He has been. 1-0 pitch, cut on and missed for strike one. He has drawn a lot of deep counts. Drawn a couple of walks in there, too. As a matter of fact, each of his first three plate appearances tonight have seen him draw three ball counts. 1-1, swing and a tapper foul. Marked a four-pitch walk against Anthony Solomito, leading off the game. Saw a 3-2 count each of his last two times up. Went down on strikes in both instances. Here's the motion. And the 1-2 offering. Big curveball. Almost fell into the zone for strike three. Couldn't get it in. 2-2. Carlos Jimenez on the season. His 2-2 pitch, way low and outside. One out with nobody aboard for the Mighty Muscles. Here in the top of the sixth, Jimenez the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, and down goes Rucker, strike three. Well, the first two men to the plate retired here, the sixth. And ever since a rocky fourth inning by Carlos Jimenez, he's been able to get back on track somewhat. Scoreless fifth inning, dodging around two base runners. Pitch to Noah Miller here is inside. In fact, even later on in that fourth inning, after three runs scored, Jimenez was able to strike out three in a row to get out of the inning. Long-haired Noah Miller, switch hitter batting left-handed against the righty. Jimenez comes home with the 0-1, and this one misses low and inside. The right-hander deals. Miller takes low and inside, three balls, and no strikes. Counts 2-1. Had the wrong count on the scorebook here. So the 2-1 now coming from Jimenez. Miller takes this one inside now. A three-ball count. Mighty Muscles have a left-hander throwing in the bullpen. John Wilson. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a line drive roped into right field for a single. Rodolfo Nolasco tosses the ball in towards second. So Noah Miller has his second hit of the night. Emmanuel Rodriguez will bat next. over 3 tonight. Shortstop Jarvis playing almost up the middle on the left-handed batter. Long pause by Jimenez. His pitch, too high, ball one. Big fluffy clouds overhead, shining in bright orange and pinkish hues from the setting sun off to our left. Jimenez with the 1-0, and that one misses high as well. Two balls and no strikes. Time called. Pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo out for a mound visit, and just with the way as a whole, this Marauders pitching staff season is gone here in 2022. It's become a well-worn path for Bazzardo between the home dugout and the mound. Even though the Marauders no longer lead the league in this category as a pitching staff, the walks have remained a problem. Third most walks allowed in the league at 188. Herman Bazzardo talking with the 19-year-old right-hander Jimenez. Pretty brief conversation, and just looking at what the body language and the tone, at least from afar, seem to indicate. Seem to be sort of a refocus kind of talk. 2-0 the count on the ever-patient Emmanuel Rodriguez. On first base, Noah Miller. He singled to right. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him. After a solid start to the series, Emmanuel Rodriguez back on Tuesday night. Two hits, three walks. Ever since then, he's been scuffling at the plate slightly. Fooled by off-speed stuff quite a bit. Paints the blank on the inside corner, strike two. Fort Myers 5, Bradenton 2. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. Juan Jerez at first base holds on Noah Miller. And the 2-2. Low and outside. Good job by Hendry to snag it. And the last three batters in a row, Jimenez has gone to a three-ball count. With the count full, two outs, Miller will get a head start off first base on the next pitch. Jimenez sets above the belt. Pitch coming. There goes Miller. It is swung on, lined softly to right field. Nolasco coming on. He slides, and he makes the catch. Oh, baby, what a play by Rodolfo Nolasco. He robs Rodriguez of a hit, and that ends the inning. A zero on the board here in the top of the sixth, but Fort Myers still leads 5-2 here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program. Our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
For For the first time tonight, the Mighty Muscles dip into their bullpen. Manager Brian Meyer brings out left-hander John Wilson. He takes over for starter Marco Raya, who is sharp over five innings. And as an overcast day has given way to a beautiful sunset off to our left as we look at it here from the booth. Marauders looking for runs, trailing 5-2. Southpaw Wilson into his windup and the pitch. Nolasco takes high and outside. We're seeing the second left-hander from the state of New Jersey to take the mound in this game. Anthony Solomito of Voorhees, New Jersey, made his professional debut for the Marauders, went three innings. As Wilson comes into the zone for strike two on Nolasco. John Wilson hails from Hackensack, New Jersey, right across the Hudson River from New York City. Wilson the 1-2. Nolasco takes a breaking ball that misses down. 3-4-5 in the Marauders' order here in the sixth inning. Nolasco, Bowen, Jerez. Wilson rocks and fires. Pitch, cut on, and fouled back into the screen. The Twins signed John Wilson as an undrafted free agent in August of 2020. Attended Old Dominion University, Virginia. His windup, 2-2 again. Misses outside for ball three. Sharp eye by Nolasco, working the count full. Nolasco is 1-for-2 with a single his last time up. Pitch from the southpaw. Nolasco checks his swing and can't hold up on the high pitch. He goes around strike three. The final line tonight by Marco Raya, Mighty Muscles starter. Five innings, four hits, two runs allowed, only one earned. Walked just one, struck out seven. Here's Jace Bowen. The offering at the knees, called a strike. Well, the strikeout numbers for Fort Myers starters against the Marauders in this series are staggering. Each of the four starters so far in this series, as the strike call has been overturned by Jace Bowen, who challenged it. Count now 1-0. Pick up that thought in a moment. Next pitch is high for ball two. Each of the Mighty Muscles' four starters so far in this series has struck out seven or more batters. Here comes Wilson with a 2-0 to Bowen. There's a big swing and a foul back. Marco Raya tonight, seven strikeouts. Steve Hadger, left-hander who pitched for Fort Myers last night, 10 strikeouts. Mike Paredes pitched Wednesday, seven strikeouts. Pearson Ohl pitched Tuesday, also seven strikeouts. Another foul back by Bowen, count 2-2. So you see why this Mighty Muscles staff has put together such brilliant numbers on the season as a whole. They're at or near the top of the league in most major pitching statistical categories. First in team ERA, 2.76. First with a 1.09 whip. Fewest walks allowed. Middle of the pack in strikeouts. Well, that goes against the grain a little bit. Point still stands, though. Mighty Muscles have had a heck of a pitching staff. 3-2 pitch, swung on, popped up, and pushed foul. Out of play down the right field line. He's seen six pitches. John Wilson, left-hander. Long pause, now into his windup, coming with pitch number seven to Bowen. Swing and a bouncing ball, pulled foul on the ground to third. Any direction you look on this Mighty Muscles pitching staff. Some pretty eye-opening numbers. John Wilson, a .60 ERA. His next pitch just misses inside for ball four. Chase Bowen lets that one go. And the Marauders still trying to chip away at a three-run deficit. Fort Myers in front, 5-2. Coming into this game, opponents batting just 220 against Wilson, who's shown pretty good command Only four walks, 13 strikeouts over 14 and two-thirds innings. First pitch to Juan Jerez in tight. Bowen, good speed off of first base as he takes his lead. Left-hander Wilson from the first base side of the rubber deals right as timeout was called. So that pitch will not count. Left-hander stands 6 foot tall, 195 pounds. He fires. 1-0 pitch is swung on a chop to short. Could be two. Miller grabs it, goes to second for one, and that is all the Mighty Muscles will get. 6-4 on the putout. Bowen erased. Jerez standing on first base. And just almost any time the Marauders have gotten runners on base tonight, they've been unable to do anything with them. Bradenton stands in. Coming on, a fielder's choice grounder by Jace Bowen that played it a run in the first inning. And this man right here, Mike Jarvis, here for his third at-bat, homered in the second. Pitch to Jarvis, swing and a foul back. Getting some cotton candy skies developing up above us. Some purples and pinks and oranges. Wilson brings his hands together above the belt. Left-hander stares down the runner on first. And the 0-1 toss. Jarvis swings and whacks one to left center. Center fielder Baez over into the gap, yelling for it. He wants it, and he makes the catch. That ball carrying onto the track. And the inning is over. Jerez left stranded. We are through six here at Lecom Park. Fort Myers still in front. 5-2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Lecom Park, where the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles lead the Marauders 5-2. Right-hander Carlos Jimenez still on the mound working for Bradenton. And a gorgeous pink and purple and blue sunset over left field and left center here at Lecom Park tonight. Mikey Perez leads off and swings and lofts the first pitch to left field here to open the seventh, and it's caught by Randy Romero for out number one on just the first pitch. Quick scoring summary for those who may be just joining us. For Myers, two runs in the top of the first inning off lefty Anthony Salamini. He eventually righted the ship. Bradenton tied it up, getting a run in the bottom of the first. Jace Bowen, infield grounder, produced a run. Mike Jarvis tied it with a solo blast in the second. Score was 2-2. Fastball strike here on Noah Cardenas. But in the top of the fourth inning, Fort Myers rallied back in front with three runs. Single, hit by pitch, RBI double, RBI fielder's choice, and a pass ball. Fastball upstairs from Jimenez, ball one. A At top of the fourth inning, just mentioned, three runs for four Myers. That's the last scoring we've seen by either side. It's remained 5-2 ever since. 1-1 from Jimenez. Fastball, bust into the zone, strike two. Noah Cardenas, catcher for the Mighty Muscles. Purple number 24 on the back of his gray jersey. Mighty Muscles wearing those grays for the first time this week. They've been wearing the purple alternate tops, first three games of the set. 1-2 coming from Carlos Jimenez. Breaking ball, low and outside. Cardenas thought about swinging. Right-hander winds up and delivers the 2-2. That misses low and inside. The line so far on Carlos Jimenez tonight. 3 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, all earned. No walks and 7 strikeouts. 3-2. Low and outside, so there is that first walk. It was really impressive the fact that Jimenez has gone to so many three-ball counts tonight and had not walked a batter until now. For just a little taste of how many pitches it's taken him to get this far, Jimenez has now thrown at 69 pitches over 3 1/3 innings of work. Keone Cavaco, the next batter for the Muscles. The pitch. Check swing. Couldn't hold up on the hard slider. Cavaco reaching base safely twice tonight. A walk in the first, a single in the fourth. He maintains a 7-game hit streak. Middle infielders for the Marauders here, pinching toward the bag. The 0-1, Cavaco ducks out of the way of an errant curveball. Talking with manager Jonathan Johnston before the game and began our conversation by asking him what, point blank, what needs to change for this Marauders team to get back on track. What are some areas of improvement as Jimenez disengages from the rubber, stepping off? And Johnston said that really isn't any one culprit. Just says that his team needs to put all three main facets of the game together consistently, successfully. Pitching, hitting, defense, it all needs to come together. 1-1 toss, swinging a hard liner down the left field line, a fair ball, and headed toward the corner. Left fielder Romero sprinting after it. Into third base comes Noah Cardenas. Brian Meyer waving him home. Mike Jarvis will not make a relay throw home, so it's an RBI double by Keone Cavaco. And he has himself a two-hit night. Now for Myers, 6, the Marauders, 2. A couple of men standing up and moving in that Marauders bullpen. Nobody rushing to get loose, but I imagine we will see some throwing shortly. Dylan Tatum is next up. From the right side, he waits. Here's Jimenez with the pitch. Fastball in the zone for a strike. RBI double by Keone Cavaco here in the 7th. Has produced the first run since the 4th inning. Left-hander Denny Roman starting to warm up for the Marauders. The 0-1. Check swing, foul ball behind home plate. Not a pretty looking check swing by Tatum. Tatum, 20th round draft pick last year by the Twins out of UC Irvine. Perennial college baseball powerhouse down in Irvine, California. 0-2, swinging a soft liner. Foul, first base side. A couple of dogs startled by the bang of that ball on top of the metal roof over the seats. Paws and claws night. Still a good number of dogs in the ballpark. They and their owners sticking around here into the late innings. Carlos Jimenez has an 0-2 count on Dylan Tatum with a man on second, one gone. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Strike three. Dylan Tatum frozen on the big curveball from Jimenez, who earns his 8th strikeout of the night. bring up Daniel Osoria with two away. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Jimenez deals. Fastball misses low. Those eight strikeouts tonight by Carlos Jimenez match his season high. His career high is nine. Did that last August in the Florida Complex League. On second base for Fort Myers, Keone Cavaco. Righty comes set. The 1-0. Osoria takes a breaking ball strike. Season high eight strikeouts previously by Carlos Jimenez. Coming on May 3rd against the Tampa Tarpons. Over 3 1/3 innings, so similar span. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Over the top of what looked to be a changeup. And that's where we've seen some of the biggest swings and misses against Carlos Jimenez this season, that changeup. Especially against those opposing left-handed hitters. One more strike to finish off the inning. Fort Myers extending their lead to 6-2 here in the seventh. Jimenez steps off the rubber. Now the righty brings his hands together just above the belt. Looks back at second where Cavaco leads off. And the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses outside. And the left-hander, Danny Roman, who has been so effective in relief this season. Slowing down his warm-up pace out there. Jimenez trying to get that final out here in the seventh. 2-2. Swing and a bouncing ball fouled weakly to the right side. For the longest time, it seemed Marauders starters through the first several weeks of the season really struggled to finish innings. Saw a lot of starters' final lines of 1 2/3 innings, 3 2/3 innings. That has since straightened itself out recently. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Osoria. Strike three. Nine strikeouts by Carlos Jimenez. Matches his career high as the top of the seventh comes to an end. Time to stretch here in Bradenton. Fort Myers leads by four. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Wyatt Hendry will lead off for the Marauders in the bottom of the seventh, and he will do so against a new Mighty Muscles pitcher, right-hander Hunter McMahon. Takes over on the hill. Second reliever of the night for Fort Myers, who lead the Marauders 6-2. And McMahon, the first pitch to Hendry. Fastball for a strike. Heater at 95 on the radar gun. McMahon brings the smoke. And the Marauders challenged it. Challenge has been upheld, so remains 0-1 on Hendry to begin the at-bat. McMahon kicks his leg and deals, and misses just off the outside part of the plate. McMahon, a ninth-round draft pick 3 years ago by the Washington Nationals out of Texas State. Came to the Twins via trade in exchange for right-handed pitcher Ryan Harper. January of 2020. 1-1, swung on and missed. McMahon of Kansas City. Listed at 6'3", 185 pounds. Hands together, belt high. The 1-2. Hendry takes just low. 2-2. McMahon thought he had him. Hendry down on strikes, his first two at-bats. Swinging in both cases. McMahon ready on the hill. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. That's the hat trick tonight for Hendry. And the Marauders battling the strikeout demons again. They've been set down on strikeouts 9 times. Bradenton pitchers in their own right, though, doing an even better job at that department. Combined 12 strikeouts tonight between Anthony Solomito and Carlos Jimenez. Here's Randy Romero to the plate. First pitch, taking a hair high and outside. Romero is 1-for-2. He lined a single his last time up in the fifth. Base is empty, one gone for Bradenton. They trail the Muscles by 4. Pitch just low. Skies have mostly darkened overhead now. Last few glimpses of daylight. Off to the west, third base side of the yard. 2-0, Romero swings and check swings at foul. Down the first base line. Mendy Lopez, Marauders hitting coach, grabs it. Trying to find some fans over the screen, and oh, he just overshoots a couple of ladies who were hoping to get the ball thrown to him. Next pitch to Romero, narrowly misses high. And the Mighty Muscles have challenged it. As if the evening wasn't already frustrating for the Marauders. Seems that the Mighty Muscles have won just about every challenge. The Marauders have not managed to win a challenge yet. On a ball strike call. 2-2, swung on, softly lined to center. Baez comes in and makes a sprawling diving catch. What a play by Luis Baez. Randy Romero close to a soft single. Baez robs him on an impressive diving play. Danny Roman getting a couple more tosses in the bullpen for the Marauders. Looks like he's ready to go for the eighth. Davis Nadal stands in, looks at a strike from McMahon. This season for Hunter McMahon, 2.66 ERA after retiring the first two men this inning. 5 walks, 23 strikeouts, holding opponents to a 2.22 average. McMahon on the 0-1. This is down. Well, you have to think that as long as there's room at the levels above in the Twins organization, that a lot of these pitchers are bound for promotions relatively soon. 1-1 pitch, a big rip and a miss by Nadal. I mean, this is a Fort Myers pitching staff that has made mincemeat out of opposing hitters in the Florida State League. And almost every man on this staff has put up Hugely impressive numbers on the year. The 1-2 on its way. Nadal swings and fouls it off the catcher, Cardenas. Left-handed hitter Nadal settled into the box. McMahon with his hands together. The right-hander comes home with it. The 1-2 taken. Stride. No, beg your pardon. Looking like he was about to make the fist-pumping motion for strike three. He did not end up doing so. Nadal with a 2-2 count. The toss. Swing and a bouncing ball pulled to the right side. Perez, the second baseman, ranges to his left. Throws to first in time, and the inning is over. The Marauders go in order. We're on to the eighth here at Lecom Park. Mighty Muscles 6, Marauders 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Indeed, left-hander Denny Roman is on to pitch here in the eighth inning in Lecom Park. Left-hander from Zacatecas, Mexico, has been outstanding this season. He faces Luis Baez, Fort Myers center fielder, who goes after the first pitch and fouls it back. Underway here in the top of the eighth inning, Denny Roman, a 1.59 ERA on the season, spanning 22 and two-thirds innings across nine appearances. 0-1, swung on a miss, got him in front of the changeup, strike two. Carlos Jimenez, the bulk man out of the bullpen tonight, finished after four innings. Charged with four runs on four hits. Matched his career high with nine strikeouts, though. 0-2, swung undribbled halfway back to the mound. Hendry pounces on it, and the Marauders catcher throws on to first in time. Throw almost went right into the ribs of the runner, Baez. But Juan Jerez, the first baseman, working to the inside part of the bag and able to maneuver around Baez. Just how you teach it. There's Jake Rucker. 0-3 as a difficult series continues for Rucker. 1-16 this week with a couple of walks sprinkled in. Base is empty with one gone. Marauders trail by four, and Roman misses upstairs. Denny Roman, for the most part, called upon for middle relief outings of two innings or more. It is 1-0 pitch. Misses low. Roman's last eight games, if you take away that season debut, which was not strong, Roman over those last eight games, an ERA of .87. 2-0, misses wide, three balls and no strikes. If you're looking for a guy who may be of service at the next level, Denny Roman certainly pushing his name into consideration. The 3-0 coming. That fastball right down the middle, a strike. Five straight plate appearances, three-ball count. 3-1, swinging a hard grounder to short. Right there for it is Mike Jarvis. Couple of shuffle steps, and he throws to first in time. Two away. That brings up Noah Miller. Switch hitter will turn back around and hit right-handed again. That's what he did to begin the game against southpaw Anthony Solomito. Second-round pick from last year's draft by the Pirates. Made his professional debut tonight. Went three innings. Noah Miller looks at one low and inside. And for those who missed out, Solomito, a little erratic to begin the game. First inning saw him throw more than 30 pitches, but he really smoothed things out nicely. Some mid-game adjustments. Scoreless second, scoreless third. Next pitch low and outside, 2-0 on Noah Miller. Solomito finishing with two walks, three strikeouts. Here, Denny Roman in the eighth inning, looking for a clean frame of work. It's 2-0 to Miller. That fastball in the inner half, a strike. Glancing at Denny Roman's splits, they're pretty well even this year. 2-1, swung on and missed. Left-handed hitters and right-handed hitters alike, both hitting .222 against Denny Roman. Similar walk-to-strikeout ratios against both. So really not big splits to look at for Denny Roman. 2-2 coming. Miller takes just low and outside. Hendry trying to frame it over the outside corner. Miller with that gray jersey all full of dirt on the chest. From dives and slides throughout the game. He waits a 3-2. Here it is from Roman. Misses low. He lost him. So it will not be a clean eighth inning after all for Denny Roman. But he'll look to rebound against Emmanuel Rodriguez, who is 0-4 tonight. Lights shining brightly here at Lecom Park on this Friday night. Pickoff move to first. That trickles by Juan Jerez. And thinking about second is Miller. Jerez cannot pick the ball up and cannot make a throw. So Noah Miller takes the extra base on the errant pickoff throw by Danny Roman. That is the fourth error of the game for Bradenton. And even 50 errors on the season by the team. That's getting close to the league lead in that category. Emmanuel Rodriguez looks at a fastball strike once upon a time. First few weeks of this season, Marauders were the team with the lowest error total in the 10-team league. A lot has happened since. Here's the 0-1 to Rodriguez. He swings and bounces one softly to first, foul. Takashi Miyoshi, first base coach, and the bench coach on staff for the Mighty Muscles, finding a fan in the seats after picking up that foul ball. Noah Miller getting off second base in that lead. Walked, took second base on a bad pickoff throw by Denny Roman. Count 0-2 on Rodriguez. Here's the pitch from the lefty. Low and outside. That sweeping breaking ball misses. Those four errors, by the way, matching a season high for the Marauders this year. 1-2. Take in. A strike three on the outside corner. Rodriguez will have to take a seat. Denny Roman puts up a zero here in the eighth. Marauders trailing by four as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation, ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander getting some work out of the Mighty Muscles bullpen tonight. Malik Barrington is the new pitcher into the game for the visiting club. He'll come in to face the top third of the Marauders' order. Sergio Campagna leads off the bottom of the eighth inning. Barrington, the big righty, deals and misses low and outside. Sergio Campagna, a walk, a strikeout, and grounded into a fielder's choice. For Myers in front, 6-2 in this one. Barrington tosses the 1-0. Campagna to be a little bit fooled, and that pitch, backing away from it, drops into the zone for a strike on a slider. Barrington sporting a one-point swing and a miss. Barrington, Jacksonville native. Native Floridian, signed with the Twins last July as an undrafted free agent. The 1-2 pitch in right as Barrington lifted his leg. Time called at the plate. Barrington didn't go too far from home for college. Went to Albany State in Georgia. Barrington with the 1-2. Campagna swing and a miss. Strike three. Down he goes on a slider. Hunter McMahon, by the way, the last reliever for the Mighty Muscles. A clean seventh inning. His night is over. That strikeout there of Sergio Campagna, 10th recorded tonight by Fort Myers. That brings up Brendan Dixon, who is 0-3. The pitch to the right-handed batter. Into the zone, a strike. Malik Barrington, for his collegiate days, attended Sandalwood High School in Jacksonville. Mets pitching prospect Sean Reed fully attended Sandalwood High as well. 0-1, swinging a high drive down the left field line, heading toward the LaPensi party deck, and out of play. Osorio, the left fielder, scaling the wall and leaping, even though it was well out of his reach. Looks like one of his teammates in the bullpen nearby is ragging on him good-naturedly. Last summer, before signing with the Twins, Barrington was playing an independent ball with the United Shore Professional Baseball League up in Michigan, playing for the Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers. Say that five times fast. 0-2, inside, and that sounded like it clipped Brendan Dixon somewhere. Sound like there are two click sounds. It might have hit the knob of the bat. And Brendan Dixon showed no inclination at going to first base, so that very well may have been the case. Base is empty, one away for the Marauders here in the bottom of the eighth. They trail by four. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. That slider is a real weapon for Malik Barrington, who gets the first two men down on strikes. That brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. 1-for-3, one of the few men in the Marauders lineup to collect a hit tonight. Pitch to Nolasco, swing at a foul back. Almost sounded like there was music going on in the ballpark as that pitch came. It was actually music from a loud car stereo just outside the ballpark. Get that a lot. 0-1 to Nolasco. Here's a swing and a big league pop up to shallow left center. The shortstop Miller going out. Center fielder Baez in. Baez makes the call and the catch. And the Marauders go down in order in the eighth inning. We head to the top of the ninth. Fort Myers leads 6-2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lee 8th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Another new arm into the game for the Marauders as we head to the ninth inning at Leacon Park. Right-hander Johan Montero now on to pitch. Marauders trailing the Mighty Muscles 6-2. Mikey Perez, who is 0-4, stands into the box, and Montero called for a pitch clock violation, so the count 1-0. Here's right-hander's first true pitch. That misses low. Two balls and no strikes to Mikey Perez. Mikey Perez, Noah Cardenas, Keone Cavaco, 4-5 and 6 in the Muscles' order here in the ninth. Here's a swing and a miss by Perez. Couldn't connect on a fastball. ERA of 3 on the year for Montero. Over Sirk. The 2-1. Fastball swung on, drilled on a high liner to left field, but Randy Romero barely has to move, and he makes the eyeball high catch. One away. That brings up Noah Cardenas. RBI single in the first inning. Brought home one of the first two runs of the night for Fort Myers. Into the windup is Montero. The pitch, fastball, jam shot, bounced foul down the third baseline. Oh, look at Brian Meyer. Twins manager, or rather the Muscles manager, coaching at third base. Showing off the infielder chops there. Shuffling to his right, making the bare hand scoop. The 0-1 to Cardenas. Breaking ball. Nice one from Montero. It's in for strike two. Opponents hitting just 194 off Montero. 0-2 pitch. Misses high. Maracay, Venezuela native. 22 years of age. 6'3", 187 pounds. The 1-2. Curveball swung on, lifted to straightaway center field. Playable for Campagna. He is racing in, and he makes the catch, finding that ball up against the dark night sky. Two away for the Mighty Muscles, who send up Keone Cavaco for the fifth time. He stays hot, 2-for-3 with a walk and a run batted in. First pitch to the right-handed hitter here is high with a breaking ball. Twins number 30 prospect, as listed by Baseball America, now has a 7-game hit streak. 1-0 pitch. Big curveball drops in, strike one. Cavaco, during his hit streak, came into this game with his batting average at .407 during that streak. That's only gone up. The 1-1. Curveball again. That is into the zone for strike two. Good curveball tonight from Johan Montoya. Trying to retire the side here in the top of the ninth. Now the windup and a very late timeout call by Cavaco. Stepping out of the box, readjusting his white batting gloves with purple accents on them. 1-2. Curveball again. Got him looking on the outside corner, strike three, and immediately Cavaco wants to challenge it. Look up to the booth by Griffin. And it is overturned yet again. The Mighty Muscles have had mighty success in challenging those ball and strike calls tonight. Here's Montero with the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Cavaco takes a curveball again. That one is in for strike three, and the inning is over. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Marauders trailing by 4. Score 6-2. One last chance. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds. Stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade.
Chase Bowen will lead off the bottom of the ninth. One last chance for the Marauders, and they will look for something here in the ninth against new right-hander Matthew Swain. Here's a swing and a soft liner out of play to the right side by Bowen. 0-1 the count. Matthew Swain, Fort Myers' de facto closer this season. 7 saves on the year. Over 18 innings of work. Still has yet to allow an earned run. Pitch is swung on and foul back. And Bowen quickly into an 0-2 hole. Just one unearned run. Over 18 innings of work this season by Swain, who has allowed 4 hits over those 18 innings. He's been almost unstoppable. 25 strikeouts over the 18 innings as he comes home with the 0-2 to Bowen. Swing and a miss. Down on the slider. One gone here in the ninth. Both teams using multiple men out of the bullpen tonight. Matthew Swain, the fourth reliever we have seen this evening for Fort Myers. Three, and that hit streak in jeopardy now. Pitch to Jerez. Swing and a bouncer foul. Ball bounced up and hit his bat on the backswing. Jerez hitting safely in his last four games. Trying to spark a late rally here in the ninth for the Marauders. The pitch taken low. Jerez activated off the injured list just yesterday. Went 1-for-4 in last night's game. Here's the 1-1. Fastball at the knees, called a strike, and Jerez wants to challenge that call. And that call's been upheld. Here's Swain with the windup and the 1-2 offering. And one breaks low and outside. Good eye by Jerez. Atlanta, Georgia native into his motion. The 2-2 pitch. Jerez swings and bounces it foul down the third baseline and into the camera well. Twins drafted Swain in the 23rd round of the 2019 draft out of Georgia Gwinnett College. Suburban Atlanta. 2-2 coming. Bounces into the dirt. Jerez works the count full on Matthew Swain. We talked about the walk-to-strikeout ratio and numbers for Swain this season. Command had been a problem for him the last 2 years. Not so here in 2022. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He blows Jerez away on a fastball. Marauders are down to their final out here on this Friday night. It's up to Mike Jarvis, the man who once upon a time, way back when in this game, tied the score at 2 with a solo homer. Marauders have not managed to score since then. Pitch to Jarvis. Here's a swing and a pop-up right side. This could do it. The first baseman, Tatum, near the bag, makes the two-handed catch, and that's the ball game. The Marauders drop their fourth in a row here at Lee-Com Park. The final score, Fort Myers 6, Bradenton 2. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show comes your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee-Com Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy the summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee-Com Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome to the Marauders post-game show. Spencer Smith back with you from Lecomb Park. Losing streak has reached four games. The Marauders dropped this one by a final score of 6-2. Here's how things went down tonight. In the top of the first inning, a rocky start in the first inning in the career of left-hander Anthony Solomito. A leadoff walk, and after a fielder's choice and a ground out, a stolen base, one of four stolen bases that would transpire that inning. The Mighty Muscles went on to put two in the board. First on a fielding error at third base by Jace Bowen, and second on an RBI single by Noah Cardenas. The Marauders climbed back into it, though, quickly. Bottom of the first inning, Jace Bowen with a fielder's choice RBI grounder to the shortstop. And in the bottom of the second, Mike Jarvis up to the task, whacked a game-tying solo homer onto the boardwalk in left field, tying the score at 2-2. That was the first time, by the way, that the score has even been tied in this series. Third inning, neither team scored. Top of the fourth inning, the Mighty Muscles got busy against bulkman Carlos Jimenez out of the bullpen. Jimenez was not as sharp as to begin the fourth. A single, a hit by pitch, an RBI double, scored a run, a passed ball scored another run, a fielder's choice brought home another run, making it 5-2 for Myers. Jimenez would go on to smooth things out somewhat, but would go on to allow another run in the seventh. A one-out walk came around to score on an RBI double by Keone Cavaco, and the Marauders held spellbound by five different Mighty Muscles pitchers tonight. Marco Raya, the starter, gets the win. He strikes out seven, and John Wilson, Hunter McMahon, Malik Barrington, Matthew Swain, one scoreless and hitless inning each, as the Marauders are held hitless over their final four innings at the dish tonight. Final totals in this Mighty Muscles, the winners in this one, six runs, seven hits, one error. They left nine men on base, and for the Marauders, two runs, four hits, four errors matching a season high, and the Marauders left four men on base. The winning pitcher, as mentioned, is Marco Raya. He struck out seven over five solid innings. He improves to 3-1 on the season, and the loss goes to Carlos Jimenez, charged with four runs on four hits over his four innings, although a bright spot for Jimenez matched his career high with nine strikeouts. No save in the game. Time of the game, 2 hours and 38 minutes. In front of a crowd of 753 here at Lecomb Park, it was 84 degrees and cloudy and very humid at the time of first pitch. With their win, the Muscles win their fifth straight game. They have now won 12 of their last 14 games. They're on a staggering run right now. The Marauders trending in the opposite direction. They have lost four in a row, sink to five games under 500, and are now unable to win this series as the Mighty Muscles have taken the first four of this week's set. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game. The Marauders postgame show continues here at Lecomb Park. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game. And why not? Let's give it to left-hander Anthony Solomito in his pro debut. Three innings of work, two runs both unearned. He struck out three, and to Solomito's credit, after a rough first inning that saw him throw more than 30 pitches, he made some in-game adjustments and really finished strong tonight. Solomito finishing the first inning with his first career strikeout. He fanned two in the second and then was able to catch a runner stealing, leaving early off second base in what turned out to be a scoreless third inning. So job well done, all things considered, for Anthony Solomito tonight. He is your Marauders player of the game in his professional debut this evening. We turn our attention now to tomorrow, Game 5, the penultimate game of the six-game series. Another 6:30 start time. We'll be right back here at Lecom Park as right-hander Justin Mice takes the mound for Bradenton. He's been perhaps the most consistent starter in the Marauders' rotation this season. The Mighty Muscles, meanwhile, have yet to announce their starting pitcher tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 6:15 p.m. tomorrow for pregame coverage, and it is Military Appreciation Night tomorrow. Be sure to come on out and support the brave men and women who serve in the military, and the Marauders will be wearing a special patriotic-themed jerseys tomorrow in recognizing and celebrating the occasion. Fans will also be treated to a post-game fireworks show tomorrow presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. We hope to see you out here tomorrow night. Well, that's a wrap here on the post-game show tonight. Once again, the final score this evening, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 6 and the Bradenton Marauders 2. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lecom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.